listening to You Talking to Me with Big JD, where I talk to everybody about anything and everything, a different guest and a different topic every week, right here on the All Talk Radio Network. Hello and welcome to You Talking to Me. I'm Big JD, your host for the show on the All Talk Radio Network. And today, we're going to be clowning around. We're talking to Lulu the Clown, who is the alter ego of Louise Barrett. Welcome to the program.
Hi, how you doing?
Good. We're going to be talking about clowning today. You're a professional clown.
I am.
Let's, get started by talking about how you got started as a clown. What got you interested in clowning?
I was Halloween when I was about 8 years old. My mom dressed me up as a clown. She thought it'd be cute.
Oh.
And I went to school as a clown, came out of my shell. I was a painfully shy child.
Oh, yeah?
So when I went to school and realized nobody knew it was me, I could be anybody I wanted, and it was fun. Lots of fun.
But obviously, you weren't a professional at eight.
No, but I was really wanting to be.
Did she dress you up further as a clown, like other years for Halloween and things like
that?
For
several years.
Yeah?
Yeah, it was my choice after that.
You wanted to be a clown every year after that. Did you dress up as a clown any other time? Like, was it only Halloween, or did you?
No. After I'd been seen at Halloween, some local businesses, I lived in Tilbury, Ontario, some small businesses asked if I would do the parade and represent their business.
Right.
So I started doing parades. I did some stilt walking when I was about 10.
Wow. Stilt walking when you were 10? You still stilt walk?
I would love to, but no, I haven't got back into that.
Well, that's pretty neat, stilt walking, though. You see a lot of clowns do that, and unicycle riding.
Well, have you ever tried that? No, that's a little too much for me.
Yeah. Prefer a couple wheels. And how long have you been clowning now?
Professionally, I've been clowning about 10 years.
Oh, that's quite a long time. And how come clowning, as opposed to something like maybe being a magician, or maybe getting into early childhood education as a teacher or something, or teach, you know, because obviously you work with lots of kids, or is it only because you liked being a clown?
I loved being a clown, but I also love kids, and I would love to be a teacher.
Yeah.
That is a goal that I have. I'd like to go back to school and become a teacher. Magic is tough act to follow.
Yeah.
There's a lot of great magicians out there. So I do a little bit of stuff, a little bit of magic, but it's hard to keep up to date on that kind of stuff.
Is it those, like those theatrics and, the tricks that you do and the performance and stuff like that? Is that, the biggest part of being a clown, or is it also the costuming and the makeup and all that kind of stuff? You like that, to dress up like a clown?
Yeah, I like the dress up. I like
the silliness.
I like dressing up. Yeah. I like being silly, and I like interacting with the kids. I just like being, you know, one-on-one, me in a group. It's just fun being with the kids. They're great.
So you were not an entertainer of any sort before being a clown?
No way.
No talent shows when you were a kid or anything
never.
Like that?
Never. No. I was always back of the class hiding from everyone.
And did you have a mentor as an early clown?
I did. Binky the Clown. Just a friend of mine who was doing some clowning. She was a school teacher. She was retiring from teaching and kind of pushed it on me, and that's how I became more professional. She loaned me all of her magic, taught me a little bit of face painting, pretty much gave me her entire act. She started passing jobs. People would call her, and she was retiring, so she just passed the jobs to me, and soon enough, I was all over.
Well, that's pretty handy once you, when you started, to be able to be helped like that and have the jobs passed on and stuff like that. You didn't necessarily have to do everything from scratch or all on your own.
Yeah, it made it a lot easier to get started, definitely.
And were you interested in other clowns as a kid?
I loved clowns. I loved going to the circus, going to the mall, seeing the clowns. I couldn't get enough of them. I loved it.
So you were never afraid of a clown, ever?
Never. I remember going to the mall this one, I think it was Christmas time. They had this magician set up in the mall. There were clowns all around. And he was looking for a volunteer to go in and have your head cut off. What do they call that?
A guillotine. Yeah.
Yes. So my sister actually got chosen. And when she got up there and he tried to lock her head in it, she cried.
Oh, yeah.
So I got to go up as a consolation.
Yeah.
So I went up and it was like the best experience
ever. And about how old were you then?
I was very young. I think maybe even
so
before
you quite that
my first
shy.
Clown.
Or at least not for...
I was excited about the magic trick. I was very excited.
You're kind of infatuated with magic as a kid?
I definitely was.
Mm-hmm. And why Lulu? Lulu the clown?
It was kind of given to me.
Oh, yeah?
My name is Louise. So
right.
Someone just... When I started clowning, I didn't really have a name.
Mm-hmm.
And somebody said, hey, Lulu, and just kind of stuck. So it works for me.
Yeah, it's a good clown name. For sure. And what type of clown are you? I know there's a few different types of clowns. Maybe we can talk a little bit about what types there are and what type of clown you are.
Well, I am a non-traditional clown.
Non-traditional?
Yes. Okay. It's becoming more popular these days.
Mm-hmm.
I don't wear any clown makeup. I do have a little nose tip that I wear.
Right.
And... A lot of
your
people
nose tip's
wouldn't...
red, I take it.
No, it's pink.
It's not
pink.
Red? Oh, okay.
I have a pink heart.
Oh, that's cute.
It is cute. I like it. Yeah, there's white-faced clowns.
Right.
Agoose clowns and the hobo clowns.
Okay, and the agoose, and that's like spelt kind of a, was it a French way, I guess? A-U something?
A-U-G-U-S-T-E.
It's not spelled like it sounds.
Yeah.
And what is the difference between... these few clowns or their look?
Well, the white face is, of course, a full white face.
Mm-hmm.
They're very intelligent. They're the most intelligent of the clowns.
Okay.
The goose is always trying to play pranks on the white face.
Right.
But the pranks always backfire. They're not so intelligent.
Okay.
And the hobo clowns can be either sad hobo or a happy tramp. And they're pretty dirty, torn clothes.
They're the ones that have the, it looks like they got the 5 o'clock shadow painted on their faces, right?
Yes, and most of them walk around with an old suitcase.
And it's all of them you see usually. Don't you usually see all different kinds of clowns at like the circuses?
Oh, you see everything.
Yeah.
The non-traditional clown is slowly becoming more popular though.
Why is that, do you think?
I think for me... Mm-hmm. Doing a lot of face painting, I get very close to the kids. And a lot of them are afraid of that big white face getting so close to them. So I try to keep it low key.
Plus, it's easier to get ready.
It definitely is.
Yeah. And what does your performance consist of? Like, what types of things do you do in your act or your show?
I do face painting, balloon art. Balloon animals.
And I might add that you're an award-winning face painter and also teach face painting. And we'll get into that just a little bit later, but I wanted to mention that for sure. And continue on about your show.
Oh, yeah, I did the face painting, balloon art, and I've got silly games to play with the kids.
Mm-hmm.
We also do princess parties and pirate parties.
Princess parties and pirate parties.
Yes.
The double P's. And what are those?
Princess parties, I bring all the little princess dresses. All the girls dress up. I do sparkly face paintings with fancy lipstick and eyeshadow. And
would that just be an all-girl party? Or if there was guys and girls, would you dress them
we do the princess and pirate together if there's boys. Yep.
Okay. And once they're dressed up and you paint their faces and everything, I take it?
Then the girls do a little tiara craft. We each make our own little handmade tiaras that they get to keep.
And what about the little boys? What would they make?
We do more balloon animals for the boys.
Okay.
They get balloon swords, balloon parrots to
That's
sit
right.
on their shoulders.
That's right. You mentioned that to me earlier before we started, the balloon parrots.
Yes. And they sit right up on your shoulder. Mm-hmm. They're very cute.
What would really be neat for the kids as pirates would be making them a balloon twisted peg leg.
Yeah.
I don't know how that would
work. See a walk
on
that one.
Wooden leg. Aye, matey. And... what other things do you do? Balloon twisting, face painting, magic.
I do a little bit of
parties.
Magic. Yep.
And special events, like would you do any anything like emceeing or parades? You must do.
Yeah, I do the odd parade.
Like okay.
Here and there, I do festivals.
Mm-hmm.
I set up and do face painting and balloons at festivals.
Right.
I do the Comber Fair every year.
Mm-hmm.
I may be on Pelee Island this summer. We'll see how that comes around.
And mostly perform around the Windsor, Essex County, Ontario area.
Right.
And do you perform out of the area at all, or would
a
you
bit.
Go on?
I've been to London for the air show. That's a lot of fun.
Okay, neat. We're going to take a break here, and we're going to pick things back up with what your family thinks about you clowning.
Oh, boy.
Okay, we're back. You talking to me with me, Big JD, on the All Talk Radio Network. And as well, I would like to mention that you can visit my website at www.youtalkingtome.ca. That's the letter U, talking. That's talking with no G, the number two, and the word me, youtalkingtome.ca. You can visit the site and get the podcast there if you happen to miss the show or want to listen to it again. But of course, it streams live. Well, not necessarily live. It streams pre-recorded at this point on the All Talk Radio Network at alltalkradio.net. And today we're talking to Lulu the Clown. Lulu the Clown. What have your parents thought of you maybe in the past when you first started, when you first became a clown?
You know, when I first started, I was doing some parades, local parades mm-hmm. in the town I was in. And my dad was so embarrassed. He thought I was making a fool of myself.
Oh, really?
He would hide in the house. He would never come out to watch the parade. But over time, he realized how popular I was and how much the kids loved me. And so he came around. He was proud of it in the end.
Yeah, he thought it was you were embarrassing yourself and the family. Or was he, or had he maybe ever even mentioned that he was... maybe didn't like clowns at all, or just thought clowns were dumb, or wouldn't,
no,
you know?
He was just embarrassed that I'd be all dressed up and acting like a fool.
Yeah. Did he think that it was just a pastime for you, or did he think or know that you might be more serious about being a clown?
I don't think he realized that I was serious about it.
Yeah.
He thought I was just being silly out there.
What about your mom?
She loves it.
Yeah.
She brags to everybody she meets about it.
Does she come and see you perform occasionally?
She does.
When she can? Yeah.
She comes almost to every event I'm at.
Mm-hmm.
She helps out with line control. They can get pretty crazy at some of these events.
So. Uh-huh. How about nieces, nephews?
Yes. My nephew, Michael, he loves clowning. He's mm-hmm. my little clown apprentice.
Oh, yeah. You
so,
practice on him when you need to do something
sick,
new? And
sick and tired of face painting.
Oh, yeah.
You know, okay. He won't let me touch him, but he's the one that wants to face paint now. So I'm the model these days.
Will he maybe be a clown one day, do you think?
He really wants to be, so I'm going to help him out with that.
So I imagine you've dressed him up as a clown.
I have.
Has he gone out for
parade.
Halloween? And oh, he does a parade?
Yeah,
okay,
he does
yeah.
a parade with me.
It's neat. That's
very
great.
Very cute.
That sounds like a lot of fun. Now, clowning obviously takes some... aside from some know-how to do magic and the face painting itself and balloon twisting and things like that. But obviously you need props and articles of some, like the balloons and the different tricks that you have to perform and maybe some things you can make or some things you have to buy, but let's talk about the tools of the trade. Maybe start with makeup. You don't really wear makeup anymore. You said you wear glitter. I think you put glitter on your face. How does that stick?
I just wear regular eyeshadow. I just buy real sparkly stuff from the cosmetic counter.
Oh, and it goes on your eye? You don't put sparkles on your face or on your cheeks and things?
Yeah.
Oh, it just sticks on its own?
They're shimmer sticks. I think L'Oreal makes them now. Sparkles are in.
Right on. I'll have to look into that myself and start wearing sparkles just for fun. Costumes?
I have blue jean overalls that I mm-hmm. cut up and fancied up with some bright colored fabrics.
Yeah.
And for princess parties, I have a Snow White dress, so I am the real Snow White.
Now, if you were doing a princess party, would you be going specifically for that? You wouldn't do your clowning act or magic and all that kind of stuff?
No.
Along with it? Because then you'd have to be dressed up as two different people.
Right.
How would that work? Yeah.
If it's a princess party, I go as a princess and all the little girls dress up.
And you actually would drive there dressed as a princess? And
Yes.
And same with the clowning gigs. You go in costume.
Right.
Right. And if it is a pirate party, Do you go dressed up as a pirate?
If it was specifically a pirate.
And now if it's a pirate and princess, what one do you go as? Or do you wear a nice white dress with a pirate's vest?
No.
How would that work?
It depends on the birthday kid. If the birthday kid were a boy, then I would go as a pirate. If it's a girl, I would go as the princess.
Right. And if it's both?
Boy, I haven't had that happen yet. I don't know.
Usually it's one or the other.
Well, I have had twins, a boy-girl twin, but... Mm-hmm. It was just a clown gig.
You just throw him in the little princess dress.
I guess so.
That might ruin him for life. Props. Do you carry any props or anything? Or do you have props of any kind?
I have a purse that I carry everywhere with me. It's an actual purse. Mm-hmm. It's a watering can.
Same one you... Oh, okay. I was going to say the same one that you would carry normally or no?
No, it's a...
I don't think so.
Neon green watering can, and it draws a lot of attention.
Do you fill your purse with water or is it a regular purse? Okay.
No. It's filled with a lot of things, but water's not one of them.
That's different.
Yes, it is. It draws a lot of attention. People comment all the time.
Is there any specific reason why your thing kind of is that watering can? I noticed on your website,
right,
which is
www.paintingsmiles.com.
Okay. So you can actually visit Lulu's website and find out other information on Lulu the Clown there. www.paintingsmiles.com.
Yep.
Neato. Now the watering can, is there a reason for that?
No, it just kind of came upon... A friend, a clown friend, mm-hmm. Wowie the Clown from Michigan.
Wowie, what a name.
Wowie, Wiggles, and Wyatt the Magic Wonder.
Those are three clowns?
Those are her daughter and son that work with her.
Wow.
Her son does magic, her daughter does tattoos.
Family of clowns.
And she does the face painting. It's great, great.
Real tattoos on the kids?
Yeah.
No, okay.
Lick and stick.
Okay, yeah.
But she gave me this watering can purse mm-hmm. for Christmas.
Oh.
And she thought it would go cute with my outfit, and it's been around ever since.
Yeah, it's a cute little setup, actually.
It became a part of my whole
Did you have the overalls before, or did you decide to go with that?
No, I did have the overalls before, and she gave me that little...
Okay, and you didn't carry anything around before that? You didn't have a prop?
No.
Well, that's neat, the way that fell into place. How about tricks, magic tricks? Are all your tricks, are they bought tricks, or are they...
Yes, I buy... Most of my tricks from Morrissey's Magic in Toronto. They're a great magic company.
Morrissey, perhaps? Well, you can do a Google search for that if anybody's interested in Morrissey. Is it like Morrissey.com or something like that?
Yes,
or?
I believe okay. so. It's mm-hmm. a great place.
To get your clown gags.
Yes, they have everything you need. So I order everything off the line. I've got some rabbits, some plastic rabbit tricks. I've got mm-hmm. the... funnel.
The funnel trick.
Okay, yeah. Which I don't use anymore.
Oh yeah, okay. Why not?
It's great when it works, not so great when it doesn't.
Okay.
Yes. So
is it the gag or the operator?
It's the operator. Oh, okay.
Something's gotta go wrong with a clown. I guess you just make light of it when it happens.
Yeah. Every now and then.
Yeah. Okay. And are there any tricks like are there small like pocket trick kind of things or are they all more elaborate tricks?
Oh, there's walk around magic.
Right, okay.
Just little pocket magic. Mm-hmm. Then there's stage.
The magic bag. I've always liked that little magic. What is that called? The magic bag?
You're right. Change bag.
Yeah, the change bag. You put something in and it disappears.
You can put anything in it and pull anything out of it.
That's incredible. I like that. The magic bag. What is it? What did you call it?
The change bag.
The change bag. Yeah, the change bag. There's nothing in it, and then all of a sudden there's some change in it. You can make money.
You can pull whatever you want out of that bag.
How about games?
I have games. I have the big parachute. We play parachute games, cat and mouse.
A parachute game?
Yes.
What do you do with a parachute?
All the
kids jump off the roof?
No, that would be fun for me and you, maybe.
Yeah, I guess. I don't know.
All the kids grab a corner, and we just flip it up and down, like make a big mushroom out of it. Kids run under it. It's just a lot of fun. Lots of fun outside games to play with that.
I guess a parachute's probably a big article.
I think it's a 12-foot parachute I have.
That's big, yeah.
It's big.
So you play lots of games with a parachute?
Lots of games. I have 101 games we play with the parachute.
Not all in one party.
Not all in one party. We pick three or four.
Yeah, that's really neat, the parachute thing. How about books? Do you frequent books on clowning or those kinds of things?
Or? A lot of face painting books, because it's always good to see other ideas, and you're always learning. It never ends.
And as well, I would imagine there's available information on like CDs and video tapes and stuff like that for people that would want to get started in clowning, maybe.
Definitely. Yeah. Definitely. I got my first book from the library when wanted to learn ballooning.
Yeah, there you go. Go down to your local library, get a book on clowning, and you're good to go.
That's it.
Pick and choose what kind of clown you want to be. The Agoose, the white face, or the hobo tramp clown? Big JD, we'll be back. And we're back with Lulu the Clown. And clowning is obviously a lot of fun. But there is a more serious side to clowning as far as being a professional clown. And that's like the business of clowning.
Right.
Obviously, there's some other work that you have to perform basically on your own. And those, I guess, are the things like setting up your schedule and, you know, the bookings and things like that. And I know that you also have like another business, Balloons to Go.
Right.
Tell me a little bit about that. What is that exactly?
I do amazing sculptures with balloons. You can order.
Not to toot your own horn, but they're amazing. Yeah, okay.
Large creations, I've seen them. Yes. Like flower bouquets, get well bouquets, Mother's Day, any occasion.
Okay, yeah.
You can call an order ahead of time and have some big creation to deliver or pick up.
Mm-hmm. Do you take orders for that on the internet, or is it just
the website?
Okay. Yeah.
There's a place where you can order.
Okay. Sure. Right at www.paintingsmiles.com.
Got that right.
That's right. You can order balloons for all occasions. And they're quite incredible sculptures because I have seen the website.
Thank you.
Which is incredible itself, by the way.
It is a great website.
Yeah. And as far as the scale of pay for clowns, I mean, is there a clown union of some kind that specifies how much clowns are supposed to make, or is it something that clowns just freelance on the pricing, or is there a kind of a rate that most clowns make? That is that how that works?
No, every clown has their own rates with.
Okay, depending on what you do, maybe, and
that's right.
How elaborate the
right?
How much you can soak the company for? Or, no.
Well, it depends on the event and how long you're there.
Right. Okay.
You know, each event is different.
And there are some different clown associations that people could join if they were so inclined to belong to World Clown Association. And what else is there?
There's the Clowns Canada, which is great. And Clowns of America.
Right.
There's clowns around Redford.
Mm-hmm. There's and that's all a kinds. Kind of a local area.
Yeah. But it's a big
group.
It's a big group.
They bring clowns in from all over the place.
From all over.
Yeah. And, tell me a little bit about the, and this is part of the business, although it's, I'm sure it's fun, but part of the business end of it as well are the balloon jams and the, get togethers that clowns put on together.
Conventions.
There you go.
Yes,
that was on the tip of my tongue. Conventions.
Right. The, Clowns Canada has a convention every year. That's where I won the award. I got the Canadian Face Painter and Balloon Twister of the Year.
Yeah, and that's something I want to get into. 2006. Yeah. That's recent.
That was.
That's a fate. What are they again? The awards?
Face painting.
Face painting, right.
And Balloon Twister
and
of the
balloon
Year.
Twisting. Wow.
The Michigan Twisters group I belong to, we get together every 4 to 6 weeks, and there's no cost. We go, we have fun, we just share ideas.
Right, it's a great learning experience for clowns.
We learn from each other. So,
and as far as some of the companies that sell clown gear, so to speak, would those be, you'd find those at conventions and things like that?
At the conventions, they have a big dealer's room. It's a great time to get stuff because they also demonstrate their products. So if you're wanting to learn magic, they actually teach you how to use the magic before you buy it. It's great.
And that sounds like fun. Yet businessy. There's a lot of companies, I'm sure, that, I mean, that's all they do. So
the conventions, they also have classes on marketing, scheduling, all kinds of things.
Some other great
they have everything
areas of importance for professional clowning. Have you ever got stiffed at a clown gig? Or
I have.
Yeah.
Lucky for me, only once.
So I imagine you hadn't taken a deposit or anything for that particular gig, or?
Yes, you're right. And you learn the hard way.
And was it after the show? Like, I mean, What kind of thing would happen with that? Did you just say, we can't pay you, or we're not paying you, or thanks and see ya? Or what?
Is that the check is in the mail. That's all I heard. Okay, the check is in the mail, and the check never came.
That's a familiar story for a lot of people, I guess. The check's in the mail. Yeah. And have you ever been worried that customers might have, or a client, or what do you call them, customers or clients, or what do you, would you call them?
I don't know. People that really
book you.
Client, I guess.
Okay. Has any of, have you ever felt or thought, or maybe they did actually have any ill intent, especially because you're a woman clown?
Yes. It happens more often than you might think.
Yeah.
Yes. At almost every public event, there's one bad experience with.
And hopefully, those are more public event, not private event,
right.
But
they're
it's
mostly
something
public
I guess people
events.
Would have to be careful of, yeah. I guess. Yeah. And what would your, from your experience and so forth, what would you say to, you know, maybe other women clowns that are maybe starting in the business and say they get a booking somewhere at a private party, or how do you check that out? Or what do you, you know, there's not really any.
No, you just go with the flow, and hopefully that never happens.
Or if you maybe in the back of your mind think that it's something might not be right, maybe have somebody around that you know,
yeah,
is around the gig, or, you know, waiting for you somewhere. And I don't know, that's
bring
something,
a bodyguard
something to
with
think
me.
About, I guess. But yeah, yeah, a big bald brawn bodyguard inside the party room there with all the little kids with a ear thing there, and
right,
you know, like
right.
they do for the president and all that. Yeah. And how do you feel clowns as entertainers are treated? Are they treated well, like most entertainers, like a magician, or are they kind of in the same boat, or do people kind of look down because you're a clown, or how does...
No, I think clowns are respected, but I think a lot of people believe that clowns are clowns because they love it and don't look at clowns as an actual way of life, like,
right. I think
to make a living doing,
and I'm sure
it.
Number one for the clowns is because they love it, though.
Yes, but it's also a job.
It is a respected business as
right.
well. Yeah,
right. So people think that we should be doing what we do for free because we love to do it. So once in a while, it's tough.
And I'm sure that's okay in the beginning to get you going and get some work under your belt, and maybe, you know, have some a little bit of clout, you know, I've done this and this kind
right.
of thing, but
just for experience.
Right, for the experience. But then after that, it's big business.
It is.
Mm-hmm. And do all clowns get along?
Of course. When you put on a clown suit, how can you not laugh at the other clown?
Yeah, even if you don't like them, you might not know who it is behind the yeah, that's cool. And the business of, we got into a little bit of clown supplies and companies that outfit clowns. Is there a lot of that in your local area, or do you kind of have to outsource? Because you mentioned Morrissey's and that's in Toronto, which is a little ways away from you.
Yeah, we have...
In Michigan, I'd imagine.
Motions One in Windsor. They uh-huh. have a little bit of face paint. They have theatrical stuff. Some small magic. You can get started.
Right.
But eventually you're going to want to branch out and mm-hmm. get some bigger and better stuff.
Oh, and I did want to ask you also about costuming, because I know you make a lot of your own costuming, or if not all of it.
I do.
Yeah. Now that's pretty fascinating in itself.
Yes. It's,
you make all your own stuff.
I like to sew, so mm-hmm. I've made costumes for friends and
neat.
Done the princess dress I made myself.
Well, friends must really appreciate you making a costume for them, because they don't actually have to go buy, because those things... The
yeah,
costumes
very
can be very
expensive.
For professional clown costumes, yeah.
Very expensive.
That's pretty neat that you make all your own, very crafty.
To buy an outfit, you're getting, I like it custom made.
Yeah,
I want when I make it.
Right, if you're buying from a store, it's buying what somebody's made,
right.
unless you...
So you're buying what they like.
Right.
This way I
or
get
what they
exactly
think clowns
what I
like.
Want.
Yeah. How about big businesses that hire clowns for special occasions and things like that? That's a little different than the
right.
kids' parties and
corporate events. Mm-hmm. Corporate events are great. It's a full day. You usually work really hard because it's more than just your 1 hour gig.
Right.
They're great. Very busy. You work for it.
And if it's something that's more adult oriented, do you do adult Yeah. Do you do adult clowning? So there's, you wouldn't do, would you do some of the basic, like the kids' magic too? Or is that funny for gags and things? Or you do more things of more adult nature?
Yeah, more adult nature. Okay. The adults aren't so impressed with my magic.
Right. And as far as insurance for clowns or anything, does that stuff exist?
Like, yes, through Clowns Canada, you can get clown insurance. Mm-hmm. It's great.
So clowns is definitely a big business and reputable business.
Definitely.
Like any other business. And that's big business, and we'll be right back with Lulu the Clown. All right, we're back. On the All Talk Radio Network, it's Big JD with you talking to me, and who's talking to me today is Lulu the Clown, and we're going to continue with some information, stories, and fun with the clown. Easter Seals Telethon, you do some volunteer work.
I do a little bit of volunteer work.
Mm-hmm. Nice to get back to the community.
Yeah, it is nice. It's fun for the kids. It's a good cause.
Because in a way, and eventually the community tends to, at some point in time, kind of support different area businesses and clowns and things like that.
For sure.
So you do the Easter Seals Telethon.
Right. 2 years in a row, mm-hmm. I've done the Easter Seals. It's a great experience.
Lots of fun. Now, they televise that or anything? Or
it is televised, so mm-hmm. I do get a little bit of...
Oh, get some recognition that way. Nice. Now, they televise the whole thing, or is it like a newscast part, or like how would somebody be able to actually see you on TV? Or
it's the telethon. They air it. I think it goes for 8 hours through the day. The local station. So I'm on locally. Mm-hmm. And
do they get your whole performance? Do they get the whole thing?
No, they come in and out. They come around.
Okay. Have you seen yourself?
I have.
Do you like to watch yourself?
No. No. It's better if I don't.
Do you sometimes have somebody film you at all? Or
yes, I've
or
been maybe filmed, take pictures at least. But it makes you a little self-conscious when you start watching yourself. Oh, yeah? So I think it's better when you don't watch.
Some people like it a lot, and some people are probably just totally the other way, that they they don't like to see themselves at all perform. And I guess you would be on that end of the spectrum. Right. You don't really like to watch yourself perform.
Yeah, I'd rather not see it.
Yeah. It's kind of funny because you would normally think that, you know, entertainers would like to see themselves performing because it's kind of a...
Pick out too many flaws. I pick everything out.
Yeah, but isn't that good as far as maybe a learning process or something? Or did you in the beginning?
Yeah, it definitely can be, for sure.
In the beginning, did you ever do that just for that purpose or no?
I have a video of my very first gig ever.
Okay, great. I think we're going to watch that after the show's over, but unfortunately,
our
listeners won't be able to see that unless we post it, of course, on the website. But no. And any other volunteer work that you do, or community centers, any other type of thing? Or is you've been sticking with the Easter Seals?
The Easter Seals is the one event I do every year.
Because there's other telethons as well, right? The muscular dystrophy and all those things. Have you ever looked into that stuff?
Yeah.
I guess you can't do everything for free, right? But no, that's it's great that you do that. And it's a day-long thing that doesn't run through the night?
No, it's just an afternoon, one afternoon.
Where do they usually have that? Is it different locations all the time, or they have a place?
I believe it's the St. Dennis Center out at Micmac Park.
Right. And do you do a lot of outdoor stuff? Like, not just parties, but I mean, are there a lot of outdoor events? Or do you find that you do as many or more outdoor events than indoor?
Well, of course, in the summer, most mm-hmm. events are outside. Even the private parties are backyard parties.
Right, yeah.
So, yeah, a lot of time outside, which can be good and bad, I guess. It's nice in the sunshine, but balloons don't always like the sun.
When you go and do these parties and so forth, the balloons will pop.
Yeah, they start to pop.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, what about face paint? Is there any...
The face paint starts to melt. They look more like monsters than superheroes in time.
I was going to ask you if... are there any times where you actually hang around after anything, or do you just go in, do your work, and you're gone? Or do you hang around at any parties? Do they offer you dinner or cake, and you sit around and...
Every party wants me to stay. They offer dinner, cake, everything.
Do you ever?
I never stay. Yeah. No. If I know the group of people, mm-hmm. I'll go home, get out of the suit,
and
just go back.
All right. Do you are you disguised? Do you disguise your voice in any way or anything like that as the clown? Some clowns do, I know, but
no. I'm pretty much myself. Of course, I'm always in a happier tone.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's just myself.
Okay. Have you ever? There must be times where you may not be so happy with the way the kids are acting and things like that.
It can be tough.
Have you ever whack a kid?
No? I have wanted to.
Yeah.
It can be tough sometimes.
That's where the insurance comes in.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
Let's talk about your classes again. I know you teach face painting classes and balloon twisting.
Yes, I've taught simple balloon design. And
you teach in Canada and US as well.
Yes.
Award-winning face painter and balloon twister. Obviously, you're going to be known all over the place for your creations.
I teach beginner classes. Mm-hmm. I do brush stroke, sponging. I teach the basics of face painting.
Whatever those things are, okay. Now, the face painting and stuff, you teach beginner's course. Is there kids that come? Is it older people that want to be clowns? Is it like who comes to the classes? School teachers, perhaps?
All ages. Most recent class, I had a retired couple from mm-hmm. Michigan came. I had a little one from down the street. She's 7 years old, Madison.
Wow, okay.
Who did better than the older folks.
Yeah. Yes, steadier she did hand, great. I presume.
I think she's a natural. She's another upcoming clown. Yeah. She's wanting to be a clown, so that'll be fun.
Neat. Yeah, 7 years old.
Yes.
Starting early.
She's adorable.
Has she been one of the kids around your area that you probably face painted a thousand times?
And she's always knocking at the door for a face painting when she sees me around. Yes.
When you come up with something new, which I would imagine does some of the paintings that you do, or maybe even the balloon sculptures, they get stale, at least to you.
Yeah, they get boring.
Yeah.
End up doing the same thing. You go to an event and the first couple things the kids see, they all ask for the same thing because they don't know what you can do. So it can get kind of boring. So you're always trying to challenge yourself, learning new things and new creations.
And what about when you, like, say, as an example, the Easter Seals Telethon, you did it the previous year as well. And, you know, you do your routine or you make the balloons that you make and whatnot. And then next year comes along and it's the Easter Seal Telethon and you just do the same stuff. Or do you try to maybe do something different that you didn't do, or maybe they just forget anyway, so it doesn't matter what you do again? Or
last year I did face painting, this year I did balloons, so it's
okay, so you mix
different.
It up. What's next year gonna hold
and
in store
this year
then?
Actually the balloons 2007? Went over the balloons went over better than the face painting did at the Easter sales. Yes,
I would sometimes think it would, because in a lot of cases not only the balloon are the balloons that you twist, like the characters and all that stuff, fun. They're a little quicker, and sometimes is face painting take a little longer? Do the kids get a little bit annoyed with having to sit and wait?
You know, I think it actually takes about the same length of time.
Oh, really?
For either a balloon.
Okay, well, you're
or
a professional painter. It takes you 2 seconds to paint a face, whereas, like, if just an average Joe like myself tried to paint somebody's face, it would take an hour, and they'd be wanting to put the kid to bed by then. What happens when you're somebody wants to book you, and you're already booked for that particular date? What do you double book and rush over to the other one like the doctors do? They got 20 people waiting in the...
We do book more than one party in a day, but if we are booked for that time slot, then we pass to the other clown friends in town. So we share, we pass jobs along, we help each other out, definitely.
Well, that's good. That's nice to know that all the clowns in the community generally get along.
That's right.
Because clowns are fun. And we talked a little bit about your website, which again, www.paintingsmiles.com. Why not Lulu.com or LuluTheClown.com? Was it taken or anything? Or
yes, Lulu is taken.
And what is Lulu?
It's a magazine. There's a magazine.
Lulu
on
magazine.
The shelves. Lulu magazine. So I was out of luck with that name. Hmm. And I believe there's also a French underwear called Lulu.
Okay. Moving right along. Besides the website, obviously promo pictures, flyers, business cards, fridge magnets, you have all of these things.
Yes, you've always got to keep up on advertising. It's a lot of work.
Word of mouth is a big way of advertising for clowns.
I did word of mouth for many years, and it's just those last couple of years that I started advertising because I wanted to be more serious about it, make it a bigger business for me.
Advertising with some of these things, or also advertising the paper or anything like that? Do you?
I haven't done any newspaper advertising, but I do get advertising from the Easter Seals. I get on the TV. The news advertises who I am and why I was there. So I get a little advertising from that. Then I've been doing flyers. Public events are great. That's the best way to advertise. Mm-hmm. So,
and There's another little volunteer thing you did, and maybe you can elaborate on that a little bit. And that it was a little family thing, wasn't it?
My niece in school wrote a book on me. They all had to write a book. So she chose Lulu the Clown. Mm-hmm. And so as a surprise, I went into the class after she presented the book and did balloons for the entire class.
Well, they must have loved that.
Yes, it was great. And it was right around Valentine's. So I made a big Valentine's sculpture for the teacher as a gift.
Well, that's great.
It was great. It was a nice surprise for the class. They were very excited.
Sounds really good. Everybody loves a clown.
Everybody loves a clown.
And you got to love Lulu the Clown. I want to thank you for being a guest on the show, you talking to me.
Thank you.
And again, the website, youtalkingtome.ca, and Lulu's website, www.paintingsmiles.com. This is Big JD. You're listening to You Talking to Me. We'll see you next week.
You've been listening to You Talking to Me with your host, Big JD. A different topic, a different guest, every week, right here on the All Talk Radio Network. For more information, visit the website, www.youtalkingtome.ca. That's the letter U, talking, the number two, me. Youtalkingtome.ca.